I read this scripture and I was really touched by it. I couldn't help but think about what it must have felt like for those parents, realizing that their child was missing and searching for a lost one. What a terrible feeling. I remember when I was a kid, we used to go and visit my cousins in Tampa, and my aunt had a bunch of girls. And I was pretty much an only child. And so when we went with them, it was always a production to get everybody together and go anywhere. And sure enough, one of those trips, we all loaded up in the station wagon. They had this big old station wagon. You remember those big old station wagons that they had back? We loaded up all the kids in the back. We headed down the road and somebody started counting noses. And someone was missing. Bonnie Jo, my cousin who was my age, wasn't in the station wagon. She was kind of quiet, so, you know, it took a few minutes to notice that the quiet one wasn't there. So we turned around and we went back to the house. And there she was sitting on the porch waiting for us to come back. Hoping we were going to come back. Feeling lost and alone. But Jesus didn't feel lost. Jesus was at home in his Father's house. Jesus was okay. 12 years old is an amazing age. We are adults in so many ways and yet still children in so many others. In the Jewish tradition, at about that age, a boy goes to his bar mitzvah, his recognition of his manhood. It's a time of puberty. Your body is changing. You're going through emotional changes. You're going through physical changes. All kinds of things happen around that age. It was a difficult age for me when I was growing up, because about that age, my mother remarried. And I had grown up with my grandparents and my mother and I all living in the same house. And probably pretty spoiled. In fact, I know I was pretty spoiled. My stepfather, on the other hand, wanted to make a man out of me. I wasn't real impressed. We did not get along very well. It was a difficult time. There were times when I wanted to be lost. I wanted to get away. I wanted to run off. I wanted to hide. One of the places where I found solace was in a Presbyterian church youth group in the neighborhood there where they lived in Texas. And that youth group was a place for me to deal with a lot of issues, for me to try and understand my relationship with God, my earthly stepfather, and my heavenly father, to find a family that accepted me, that approved of me, that encouraged me, that supported me, when I didn't feel like he did any of those things. So when I read this, I can't help but thinking about going to church and being accepted and feeling valued and valuable when going home, I didn't feel that way at all. It took me a long time to be able to deal with that stuff. I had a lot of hatred for him in my heart as a young person. It was not a good time for me. When I finally was able to forgive him, it was a huge load off of my heart. And I think in a lot of ways it was the beginning of my reestablishing my relationship with God. It's about that same time that I gave my life to God the first time. And somewhere I have a Bible that I got when I was 13 when I was baptized, accepted the Lord. Of course, a few years later I found it hard to except what was happening in the church that I was growing up with, and I wandered away from that. I was horrified by the hypocrisy that I saw when people that I loved and respected locked the doors of the church because black people wanted to come and worship with us during the civil rights movement. I couldn't understand why they couldn't join us just because their skin was different. That was really hard for me. I left the church. I searched everything else, lots of stuff that I probably should have stayed away from. Fortunately, it didn't get me locked up. Some of it could have. I had to try everything. I was hungry for something, and I didn't know where to find it. I was so much more lost at that point. And then it was in coming back to the church as an adult that I finally felt like I was found again. Like I belonged again. Like I was home again. And then when I came to serve the Lord, when I felt that call to preach, when I answered that call and went to licensed preach school and was actually given the opportunity to preach at a little church in Lamont, I was awed that God would choose me to be His servant in that way. And I will never forget walking up to the door of that little church on a Friday afternoon on my way back from Lakeland and walking in the front door. They didn't lock their doors. They left them unlocked in case somebody needed a place for sanctuary. That's what we call this, right? Sanctuary? This is a sanctuary. Walking in the front door and knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that I was home. That church reminded me of all the little churches I had been to when I was growing up. I knew I was in God's house. I knew that I was home. I know that must have been how Jesus felt. His family had gone off and left him, but he wasn't afraid. He had God's house as his sanctuary. His family had headed for home without him, but he wasn't afraid. He had his Father's house to go and study, to go and learn, to go and ask questions and get answers and expand his understanding of his relationship with God. Of course, I don't doubt that he had a greater understanding of his relationship with God than many of the people who thought they were his teachers at the time, but he was also a young person and understood that he needed to listen to those authorities and that he could trust them, the people in that place, to be a safe place for him to be. His parents were afraid. They were scared. They thought they had lost their child. They thought, what could have happened to him? Where can he be? What could he have done? Has someone taken him? Has something happened to him? Is he even alive? We don't know. They were in, as the scripture says here, this translation, anxiety. We all know about anxiety, don't we? Worry, troubles. Can I pay the bills? Can I make it through the week? Where's my kid? Or if you're a kid, where's my mom? That's a scary thought, first time you get lost in the mall. Sometimes it's a scary thought being in the mall as an adult too, huh? Yeah. He knew where he belonged, and so he was not afraid. They didn't know where he was, and they were. Our perspective makes all the difference. I remember growing up, I used to like to go out in the woods with my granddad and my best friend who happened to be the preacher's son, and I loved watching Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and all those good rootin' tootin' shootin' kinds of things, and like boys do, I suspect, still do. And I remember the story of Daniel Boone. Turns out my family is now related by marriage to Daniel Boone, but that's another story. And Daniel Boone was reputed to have said in one of those soap operas, horse operas, I guess you call them, that I watched, that he was never lost. Sometimes he just had to work a little harder to figure out how to get where he wanted to be from where he was. But he always knew where he was. I said that to someone one time. I'd never lost. I know where I am. I'm just not quite sure I know how to get where I'm going. Bewildered. Yeah, in the wilderness. We wander in the wilderness, and if we are truly children of God, we know where we are. We know who we are. We know whose we are. We're just not always sure how to get where we're going. And so we struggle. But it's a lot easier to struggle with the world when you've got Jesus at your back. It's a lot easier to struggle with the troubles of the day when you have God's house to return to. It's a lot easier to get through life when you have God on your side. I remember some of the darkest days of my life. The things that got me through were the things that I had learned in Sunday school. 23rd Psalm. I remember memorizing that in church. And when I didn't know if I would make it till dawn, that was the thing that I held on to. That was the thing that I recited. That was the thing that gave me hope. And some of those old hymns. Jesus was not lost. He was in His Father's house. But He was lost to them because they did not know where He was. And so they were anxious and worried about their son. We get anxious. We worry. We struggle. We get lost. But Jesus says, "Fear not, for I am with you. And wherever there is a house of God, there is sanctuary. There is a safe place. There is help." Hopefully we are that help for those in need. Y'all have been my help when I was in need. It is a wonderful thing to know. Thank you.